You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. As we all know, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we are going to have to plunge into the subject of breasts all month long. Topics are going to be just bouncing all over the place. Sorry, no pun intended. Sorry, Breast Cancer Awareness Month is such a long month, right? How do you keep it interesting? You know, I mean, I could talk about Lord of the Rings for a month. That's easy. And Viggo Mortensen, but we got to talk about the breasts, you know. But don't worry, I have a lot of other information to talk about this month as well as today. Actually, today, a lot of stuff to talk about. Men need to start having their colonoscopy sooner than women. Pretty important stuff. Also, it looks like eggs can up your prostate cancer risk, just 3 eggs a week. Pretty scary stuff. There's also a new type of surgery. This is going over this week's headlines, a new type of surgery where some of us are losing our cartilage and about to need knee replacements. They could actually take part of that out, grow it in a lab, put it back in, and hopefully prevent the knee replacement. So as you can see, I'm looking at all the stories right here. There is so much we need to just squeeze into today's show. Just squeeze in, like I used to have to squeeze into my training bra when I was in fifth grade and I was a double C cup. But anyway, it's going to be a good show. But of course, what really makes this show voluptuous are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Woo! Thank heavens we aren't talking about the prostate today. We are talking about the prostate today, but that's not as bouncy and jubilant. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that don't have letters on your phone, 1-877-362-3254. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. I'm in the mood to add an accent to the email, all right? You know, if you guys are calling from the South or writing from the South, and I love the South, well, I'll kind of talk like this when we go through your email. If I think you're, calling from Jamaica, I'm like, hey, man. Hey, man, the vibe is no work, man. Oh, it doesn't? Really? Why? All right. And then what else are we doing? I'm just in that mood. All right. And of course, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. All right, here we go. You could tell I'm more energetic. Huh? I've been getting some sleep. You know what's been happening, right? Genesis Communications Network has picked up my show. So I'm still live where you all are listening to me from, where I'm live. Nothing's changed. And where I haven't been live, I haven't been live. But now I get to do my show earlier in the evening, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight, Monday through Friday, Eastern. So I've been getting a lot more sleep. So I'm a lot more energetic, less grumpy, you know, no bags under my eyes. So I'm a pretty happy girl. Let's go right into the news. Let's plunge right in. Three eggs a week up prostate cancer risk. Apparently, researchers from Harvard, this must be a good one. They say researchers from Harvard School of Public Health in Boston examined the eating habits of 27,000 men over a 14-year period and found that if they ate more than 3 eggs a week, they had a higher risk, 81% chance of dying from prostate cancer. That's too high. No. I mean, I can understand maybe a little bit of prostate cancer risk, but I guess they're trying to say that the prostate cancer would be more aggressive because of the cholesterol and the choline in the eggs. Now, they found no other significant link between meat or like other types of meat, but eggs especially. So there's something in eggs. I don't know. I mean, you know, if you think about it, the average man, he likes, you know, his eggs and bacon and his spam and eggs. I mean, you know, that's what men eat. They're men. You know, women are like, oh, I'll have a little half a grapefruit, or I'll have my little yogurt
with a little bit of granola on it, you know, but a man eats his eggs and his bacon, you know, I mean, that's a man's breakfast with the biscuits and the gravy and the corned beef hash. I mean, that's just what men do. And, of course, we don't see women getting prostate cancer. You know, we see men getting prostate cancer. So, I don't know. But here's something interesting. Another study came out saying that cholesterol medications, the statins, lower risk of prostate cancer and can cut rates of death. So they're finding, and this was a study from the Cleveland Clinic, where men who were taking statin medications, when they biopsied their prostate, they had less likely of an aggressive cancer. Okay, so now this is interesting. You have the Cleveland Clinic saying lowering the cholesterol and these cholesterol medicines help. You have Harvard saying cholesterol hurts. Maybe there's something to this. Now, what should be a healthy breakfast? I think having protein in your breakfast is good. I don't think having sugary cereals or sugary sweets for breakfast helps at all. And a real nice form of protein are your eggs. I mean, we've been eating eggs ever since chickens were alive, right? What was that, day five of creation? Yeah. So, I mean, that's when chickens came. And God gave us chickens. And then God gave us Adam and Eve. So chickens have been around, right? You see, my mom listens to the show. My mom hates it when I quote the Bible. Hates it. She said, oh, you got the Bible wrong again, Mom. Like, what are you talking about? And God said, let them drink wine. God did not say that. What are you going to do? All right. So, we've always kind of, you know, hedged on, okay, cut back on the eggs. Whenever we were worried about cholesterol, we always kind of cut back and said, you know, look, guys, maybe go to beaters, maybe just eat egg white type of breakfast, like an egg white frittata. I don't really know what an egg white frittata is. Doesn't really sound too tasty because I like my eggs yellow. But, what are you going to do? All right. Let's see. Okay. We're going to be coming up on break soon. When we come back, I want to talk about how men looks like should be tested for colon cancer at a younger age in women. There's also a possible link between Alzheimer's and anesthesia. And I see you all on the phone line. So stay patient. We'll get to your phone calls right when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Show sassy and stimulating medical talk radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Barry on the line. Hey Barry, how you doing?
Hey Doc.
Good. What's going on?
My wife has recently had a yeast infection, and she's been cured and all, and I was wondering if there's a chance that I might possibly be going to reinfect her.
Yes. Yes. In fact, if you had sex when she had the yeast infection before she was diagnosed, sometimes what we do is we tell the man to get some over-the-counter yeast cream. If you're too embarrassed to go and get it, you know, have the wife buy it, you know, pretend it's for her. But then she brings it home. And because my husband wouldn't do that. He's like, what? Monosil, vagina, what? But, you know, if he loved me, he'd do this. But anyway, you could have her buy some over-the-counter cream, have you put it on yourself for a couple days to kill any extra yeast. I mean, usually, you know, we don't always have to treat the male, partner with this and have him treat for yeast infection. But I've had couples where just month after month, she keeps getting reinfected with yeast. And it's because she has a yeast infection, has sex, realizes she has a yeast infection, gets treated, goes back to have sex, but it's on him. So, yeah
that would... I think you're, this has happened a couple times now, and I think that I was thinking that maybe I might be reinfecting her or something, you know?
Absolutely. So, well, you're a good guy. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, try to do that and just put the cream on like you'd put on any other, you know, vaginal cream. And, but the one thing is if she continues to get yeast infections and it's not coming from you, she should have her gynecologist or her doctor check her, you know, for diabetes, check to see if maybe it's a recalcitrant or a resistant yeast to what was treated. But absolutely, sometimes the easiest thing to do is to treat the partner. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
No problem. Good luck. Good luck. All right. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Tom on the line. Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Dalia. I'm doing fine.
Good.
I have a coworker, and he's made a statement to me that if a man has herpes, he has less a chance of prostate cancer. Is there any truth to this?
Not that I know of. Wow. I mean, if so, I think every man I know would try to get the herpes.
Yeah, I just found it so remarkable that he even make a statement like that. But he swore up and down that it's true.
You know, maybe I'll look it up to see if there's some esoteric study from one of the universities saying there's some protective mechanism of the herpes virus. I doubt it, though. but you know what maybe happened? If he got diagnosed with herpes, he started probably bawling in the doctor's office, and the doctor tried to cheer him up. So he said, look, you know, live with the herpes because you may not get prostate cancer. I don't know. But I haven't heard of anything, you know, with that. But that was very interesting.
One of the other co-workers spoke up and said, yeah, I've heard that too. And I thought, no.
Wow. But you know what? Maybe. I mean, here's the thing. You all know the magazines I like to read are Inquirer. I like to read Dr. Seuss, you know, so if there are, you know, the Harvard, annual annals of epidemiology and it talks about that, I'll miss it. So maybe I'll look it up on break. I'm going to write that down. Tom, friend, or not friend, your
co-worker.
Right. If you say it's your friend, that always means you. You know that if you ever call in and go, oh, I have a friend, you know, that fell on the shampoo bottle. Well, okay, then, you know, we know it's you. But if it's a co-worker, that really sounds like it's a real co-worker. Okay, I'll look that up.
Okay.
Great, Tom. Thank you for calling. I'll find out after break. Okay. Do my research. Thank you. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, but I gotta, you know, admit, I'm kind of interested in what Tom brought up because there was a study that came out. I'm trying to see. There's a study that came out this week saying if you use antivirals and anti-inflammatories on certain tumors, it causes the tumor to quiesce and possibly diminish in size. And the reason why they think that happened is because they found that cytomegalovirus, CMV, and a lot of us have been exposed to CMV, so I don't want everybody freaking out because a lot of us are already positive for CMV. It's just a virus that kind of floats around that we get exposed to. But they said that this virus causes the tumor to accelerate, like a breast cancer tumor, brain tumor, and the study had said that if you use antivirals or anti-inflammatories, they have found that painkillers decrease cancer. So, you know, but that's where viruses cause cancer to accelerate. I don't know of where a virus prevents the cancer. Cool stuff, though. Really cool stuff. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have, my computer's had stuff. Fernando. Hey, Fernando, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
A friend of mine works with autistic kids, and he was telling me that a recent study has shown that there are clusters of autism cases near highways.
Yes. Yeah,
that
was
that true?
Well, I remember that was in like Time magazine a while back, where they said living near a highway. I remember that. I think we even talked about it on the show. And we didn't know if that was, you know, because, well, a lot of city folk may get autistic kids. Maybe it's because people in the city, a lot of them, mother and father may be older because they've been working and start having their children later. And so maybe it wasn't so much living by a freeway and the pollution. It's just a lot of older parents may be living in big cities. But they really related that possible link to the maternal age and also smoking. But they've never really found a study where they say pollution is causing the autism. But yes, I did hear about that. I haven't seen much more from that because, I mean, honestly, nobody wants to live by a highway anyway. And when that study came out, I think housing prices dropped even more. People are like, I don't want, you know, but honestly, you know, when your child is born and, you know, we found autism to be more of a genetic link, we didn't think there was an environmental impact. Although I am going to talk a little bit about this on the show today. They might have found Lyme disease to cause some autism in certain patients. But I'm with you on that. I heard that. I don't know much to believe about that. They, I think it still has to do more with the maternal age. Okay?
Now, the genetic link to autism, isn't that the kind of the older case of autism, like the autism cases that happened when we were kids? I'm 48. Mm-hmm. The new autism doesn't seem to be genetic. It's just too many of them.
Well, here's the thing.
I mean, when we were kids, there was one or two in every 20,000.
Well, here's the thing. We are.
45 boys.
This is why everybody's up in an uproar because we're trying to figure out what could be causing it. That's why some people are like, well, is it the vaccines causing the autism? Is it an autism-like disease where it's a different type of autism? Let me just talk about it right now. There's a case where a 19-year-old girl who's autistic was found to have Lyme disease. It turns out mom had been bitten by ticks while she was pregnant with her. They start treating the autistic 19-year-old for Lyme disease. And her autism symptoms go down. So maybe, like you said, the autism spectrum is now so huge between Asperger's and autism and genetic autism that maybe there's so many varying degrees that there's certain things cause certain types of levels. And, you know, we're still trying to figure out because 1 in 91 kids have autism now. That's huge. That's a huge amount. But then again, also, we're getting better at diagnosing it. I mean, I know
Well, 145 boys.
Yeah, it's even higher in boys. But I'm going to tell you, when I was growing up, I remember the Asperger kids in my class. We didn't know it was Asperger's, but I remembered kids on the autism spectrum growing up. It just, they weren't diagnosed. But the full-blown autism, you're right, we didn't see as many of them as we do now. But then again, on the flip side, we're catching these kids early. We're instituting therapy earlier. And that could also claim that we're going to have a decrease in long-term, you know, severe autistic kids. But do I really think pollution causes it? I mean, I think pollution causes, a lot to go wrong. I wouldn't think pollution or living by a highway causes true autism by any means. Okay?
Okay. Hey, are they still putting mercury in the flu shot?
Mercury, the thimerosal? Yes, most flu shots still have... Yeah, most flu shots still have the thimerosal, but we talked about thimerosal, and I also put something on my Facebook to talk about the inorganic mercury, the organic mercury, and the levels of thimerosal and what levels are dangerous or not, and it was actually a good source showing we don't have to worry as much about the thimerosal. They haven't linked the thimerosal to true autism, but we'll realize we're exposed to mercury all the time, so... What are we going to do? All right, great question, Fernando. Thank you. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Men need to be tested for colon cancer early, regrowing limbs in the lab and injecting them back to you. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to visit my website at Dr. Dahlia to sign up for the Alaskan cruise. We are rocking and rolling with that, leaving next summer to go to Alaska out of Seattle. We have a great cruise planned. Already people are signing up, and I cannot wait. Going to have a great time, but please book your cabin early before we run out. Okay, really quickly, those of you on the phone lines, stay patient. I just want to get to this pretty quickly here. They're now saying that men should probably be tested for colon cancer at a younger age than women. Apparently they found that men were 1.8 times more likely to have advanced adenomas or polyps cancer lesions during their colon cancer screening than women. So they think men should probably be screened earlier. Now, if you have absolutely no risk factors, we start screening everybody at age 50. Yet if you do have risk factors, we screen you at age 40. If you have any symptoms like blood in the stool, change in bowel habits, chronic constipation, chronic diarrhea, of course we do it even earlier than that. But what they now want is men at age 45 starting to get screened while women are still being screened at age 50 because men seem to have more advanced stages, more aggressive colon cancers. Now, I don't know if Obamacare is going to pay for this, but please talk about this with your doctor because if you are in that age group, Lord knows I'm a close second behind y'all. Well, I've already had my screening colonoscopy just because, you know, our tushies and our family are behind the eight ball. I mean, we just get colon cancer in our family. But for those of you without risk factors, 45 may be the new age. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got John on the line. Hey, John, welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling about ischemic heart disease.
Uh-huh.
I was in Vietnam, and I'm an old guy.
Well, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. I appreciate it. We all do.
Well, that's why I'm trying to call you. I'm trying to get paid for it, too, now. They're not giving me any medication for it. And just because I'm older guy, they say it could be from old age, but I come in contact with Agent Orange while serving over there.
Mm.
Do you? And can they tell the difference between me being old and whether I got contaminated with Agent Orange?
Well, you brought up ischemic heart disease. What are your symptoms? Why do you think it's Agent Orange? What are your symptoms?
Well, it was presumed since I was there in 1966 and 1970 that I was exposed to Agent Orange, and that's why they say I could have it.
Okay. All right. But what symptoms are you having? You know, I mean, Agent Orange has been linked to cancer. It's been linked to, you know, a variety of things, you know, rashes, et cetera. What do they think you have that's from the Agent Orange?
I'm a diabetic, for one thing.
So I think the diabetic might have caused it, huh? No, I mean, the problem is... Go ahead.
They said Agent Orange, diabetic... I never knew I had diabetic until recently, and then they okay with me about that, but the ischemic heart disease, they want to say it could be because of my age.
Well, yeah, how old are you?
82.
God bless you. I mean, here's the thing. Any of us that get diabetes, we start to get clogged arteries of the heart. So whether we were exposed to Agent Orange or whether we had asbestos exposure or exposed to hormones in utero, unfortunately, we deal with the heart disease the same way we deal with it. No matter what we think could have been an initial cause, we still have to treat it. We have to give you cholesterol-lowering medication, watch your blood pressure, keep an eye on your heart, keep your diabetes in good control. So I don't know if I would specifically blame the Agent Orange. I think Agent Orange made a lot of our veterans susceptible to a lot of diseases. However, if you have diabetes, I would say diabetes, even if it could have been a secondary issue because your body might have weakened and then not been able to metabolize its sugar well, right now we just concentrate on diabetes linking you to having ischemic heart disease, and both of those have to be treated aggressively. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I'm being treated for that, but I'd like to get paid for it if possible.
I see. Then what you'd need is, you know how there's these attorneys for asbestos? You know, you always see the asbestosis. You know, see if there's attorneys that, I mean, you'd have to have a consult and see what they have found in terms of relationships between Agent Orange and diabetes. Again, it's very difficult because the majority of us, as we age, start to clog our arteries. I mean, they've found, unfortunately, young soldiers who died in Vietnam at the age of 18 already have clogged arteries. Even World War II before Agent Orange. So it would all depend on if there's already been attorneys proving that there was a case with this. As far as I know, it may be a little tough because so many of us start clogging our arteries at a young age. I'm sorry. But good luck with that, and keep me posted.
Okay, I'm being treated for heart problems, and I'm getting three medications, I've had congestive heart failure, but they won't give me the possibility of having ischemic heart disease. They won't say so.
No, well then you need to make sure you get a cardiologist. You need to have a cardiologist watching you, okay? But God bless you, and again, thank you for your service. Thank you so much. All right, we are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Going through some more headlines, apparently the American Academy of Pediatrics is now issuing guidelines that they want our children up until the age of 2 to be in rear-facing car seats. Now, remember we had our children in, car seats, our infants facing, the back seat. So their back was to us. It was very frustrating for me as a parent because I always wanted to make sure my kid was breathing, because my kids had big, heavy heads and they would just, bring their head down. And, I'd have, as they were asleep, so I'd always have to lift up their head and hold it so I know they were cutting off their trachea. So finally, when I was able to switch him around to a front-facing car seat, it was great because then I could look at him. I had the rearview mirror, et cetera. Well, now they're saying wait until age 2, rear-facing car seats until the age of 2, and then flip them due to all the car accidents and, improper harnessing. So kind of scary stuff. All right, interesting stuff in the medical news this week was how they found that there's a spider. It's called the American hobo spider. Pretty dangerous, nasty, neurotoxic spider. But they're studying the spider in Australia, and they found that the venom that is supposed to be neurotoxic for the insects, so it basically paralyzes the insects as the spider munches on its lunch, they could maybe use this neurotoxin for pain and chronic pain. So what they want to do is they want to take it. They want to harvest it. They're actually been harvesting venom from spiders and snakes and scorpions and box jellyfish now for a while, try to take this toxic venom and use it for chronic pain patients. Interesting stuff. I hope, because of Obamacare and because of, the way healthcare is so expensive, I hope, they find a fancier way to give the venom, because I don't want them to say, here, go and take the spiders and just, like erectile dysfunction. You heard about that one man who was bit by a spider and then had like a 9-hour erection. So, one possibility is the venom is causing erections. And so they want to take the venom and figure out how to give it to gentlemen to be able to maintain erections. One option is just taking the spider and dropping it in their pants. Cheap, but I don't think it's the best thing to do. In the news this week, we were also talking about maggots, how maggot therapy has been used for centuries to debride infected wounds. Diabetics, homeless people coming into the hospital, I remember, that have maggots all over their feet. And while we were preparing their admission records and getting them ready for surgery, I would try to go in and want to clean them out. And the doctors would say, no, let the maggots do their job. They're cleaning out the dead tissue. Let the maggots do their job. I'm like, but I'm not going to let maggots eat my patient. It freaked me out at the time. But it's interesting it's been used for centuries that now they're thinking about making germ-free maggots to be able to use on people for debridement. I don't know if I'd want that. I'd rather just go back to the operating room. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in a liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly on that previous caller who had asked about herpes, saying his coworker said that herpes protects against prostate cancer. Nope, the only study I found is actually linking herpes to increasing prostate cancer. They say men infected with genital herpes are at a twofold increased risk of developing prostate cancer. So I haven't seen anything that's saying the opposite. And this was a study led by investigators at the University of Iowa in Iowa City. So I hope that helps. All right. Really quickly, tobacco companies were found. This is very interesting. Recently, we found that tobacco companies knew that cigarettes, and we're talking for decades, had a radioactive substance called polonium-210, and they hid this knowledge from the public for at least over four decades. Scientists from UCLA reviewed many unanalyzed documents and found that tobacco companies knew about the radioactive content of the cigarettes as early as 1959. Now, if you remember, people back then were very scared about the Cold War and nuclear radiation, so there's a chance many people wouldn't have smoked if they thought they were smoking cigarettes that had radiation. They also found, even back then in the 60s, they knew that the polonium caused cancerous growths. You know, it's interesting. We talked about this on the show earlier this week. You know, why do cigarettes cause cancer? Is it because of the tobacco? Is it because of some of the substances that's within the cigarette? Is it because of the nicotine? I think it's all of them. You know, we've talked about how nicotine is involved with lung cancer because nicotine seems to paralyze the cilia, which is kind of a brush border that brushes things out, brushes pollutants out of your bronchial tree. Your cilia gets paralyzed by nicotine, so things can kind of float on through. And now with polonium in cigarettes, if you're actually getting radioactive material, and many cigarettes still have this polonium, that can also cause cancer. So if it's the radiation, I mean, again, no one's telling us what exactly is the main culprit in what causes the cancer, but we do know that there's secondhand smoke cancer risk, there's third-hand smoke, and this explains it a little bit. Third-hand smoke is where there's smoke on grandma's sweater, or there's smoke on the carpets or on the curtains, and the little kids can pick that up. Anybody could pick that up, and if this polonium-210 is that radioactive, that could be why people are at higher risk for cancer, even if they don't smoke themselves, okay? Very, very small study this week. And again, I want to stress small. We're talking pre-puberty small. Small study linking surgery and anesthesia with possible Alzheimer's. What they found is with Alzheimer's patients, you have certain biomarkers. And one of the biomarkers, the tau protein, they found very high levels in people after they had surgery, 6 hours before, 48 hours before. So when they did testing and they, I believe, analyzed the cerebrospinal fluid of Alzheimer's patients, after surgery, they found this tau protein and some other inflammatory biomarkers higher. Now, they say the sevoflurane, which is one of the most widely used anesthetic agents, the inhaled anesthetic agents they use in anesthesia, they have seen a direct correlation between using that and the increase of these tau proteins. Now, what are they going to do with this? Are they going to try to come up with a different anesthetic? Is this just a very small study that we just kind of look at further without panicking? I mean, keep in mind, many patients that have Alzheimer's never had surgery, and many of us that have had surgery don't get Alzheimer's. So I don't know if I'm completely, blown away by this one, but it's just another little tidbit of news that we got this week. Also in the news, which I think was fascinating, is a Hampshire woman from Great Britain was having major knee issues, a lot of loss of cartilage of her knees. So what they decided to do was take about 200,000 cells of her cartilage, take it out of her knee, grow it into a lab to 4 million cells, and then replant the cartilage back into her knee. Now, what is so fascinating about this, we talk about our knees and our arthritis and our aging all the time on the show. We are now outliving our joints. So many of us, you know, we get injections of our knee. We get, physical therapy. We get arthroscopies. And a lot of us need to just go for a knee replacement because we lose so much of our cartilage. But we try the Synvisc, which is kind of a fake, cartilaginous gel, hyaluronic acid type, gel. And it gives you relief for 6 months, and it's nice. But the reason we we've been doing this because we've said, and I've said on my show, there's no way to replace the cartilage. Well, if they could take your cartilage and kind of like stem cells, grow more of it, put it back, whatever healthy cartilage you have, this is brilliant. You don't have any transplant issues because it's autologous, it's your own. Maybe they could even do it with some of your elbow cartilage. You know, other areas of your body where you have more cartilage. You know, maybe when I finally get my nose job, they could take part of the cartilage, and Lord knows I have a heck of a lot of it in my nose, take part of that and stick it in my knee. So pretty, pretty cool stuff. Okay. Also in the news, and sorry if it looks like we're giving you so much news, but there's so much I need to pack into this hour. We already talked about that, the small link with autism and Lyme disease, where a 19-year-old girl was found to have Lyme disease symptoms. She was autistic, but when they were treating her for Lyme disease symptoms, she started to get better. And then they tested mom. Mom looks like was exposed, possibly gave her Lyme disease in utero. Now, I'm not saying all autistic kids have been exposed to Lyme disease, but there may be a few people that a group of people who are along the autism spectrum disorder but have worsened because of exposure to Lyme disease. It may not be a bad idea to have your autistic child screened to see if he was exposed to Lyme disease. Why not? And then possibly treated for symptoms that could be related to the Lyme disease. It's a thought. Talk about it, with your pediatrician, okay? Also in the news today, or not in the news today, news this week, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They found even borderline blood pressure puts you at risk for stroke. Now, by borderline blood pressure, get this, it's like 120 over 80. Systolic 120 to 139, diastolic, the bottom number, 80 to 89. Systolic is your pumping pressure, diastolic is your filling pressure of the heart. That's what those top and bottom numbers mean. So if you have a 120 over 80, that's considered prehypertensive. And they found people with prehypertensive are at risk for stroke. So a lot of you walking around, 130 over 85, I mean, I'm not saying you all need to jump on medication, but you need to be seeing your doctor, come up with a plan for your blood pressure, because if you're walking around comfortably 130 over 85, you may be spiking up into the 150s over 90s. It's those spikes I worry about. Well, the doctor makes me nervous. It's white coat hypertension. If I spike, it's the doctor. Look, guys, if a white coat makes you nervous or excites you and brings your blood pressure up, my guess is a G-string does as well, which means anything that excites you, anything that makes you nervous, gets your heart pumping, can make your blood pressure rise. So any of you prehypertensive, 120 over 80 on up, need to get checked and see your doctor, okay? Also in very cool news this week, Israeli scientists from Tel Aviv have developed a smartphone application that can hopefully delay the need for reading glasses. Now, I think this application you have to pay for, but it's called Glasses Off, where what it does is it trains you. It gives you a bunch of images and, with varying degrees of blurriness. And I guess you do these practice sessions on this app. And people that have been doing this practice session later were able to read lose some of the blurriness on some of the lines. Now, again, I don't want to do a commercial for this app. I haven't seen it. I don't know much about it. But if this can really help people read two lines lower on the optical chart, that's great. I mean, I would love to be able to retrain the eyes. You all know I'm about ready for reading glasses. I have a pair of reading glasses in my purse. I never use them. I kind of refuse to, because that means I'm giving in to, my being old. But what are you going to do? And we're all getting old. It's what's happened, But listen, 40 is the new 20, 50 is the new 30, 60 is the new 40, right? Really quickly, we were talking about autism and the traffic and being near freeways. A study came out, a little off topic here, where simple surgery could prevent multiple miscarriages. They found that women that actually have fibroids are those muscle masses, usually benign tumors, but some of them could turn cancerous, but for the most part, fibroids, benign. They found if you relieve women's fibroids, remove them, they end up holding on to the pregnancies, later pregnancies. Well, I have a theory that fibroids may be linked to autism. It's a theory because older women have fibroids, but we'll have to talk about that in another show. Keep your calls coming when I'm off air. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You all be safe. Can't wait to talk to you next.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.